Hello, welcome to The Big Fight. And this particular program is coming to you from Delhi. Delhi, which is of course in the NCR. The NCR, which lies right between Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. Part of what is, in the month of November, the air pollution crisis. We are great believers in health, right? So I want to turn to all of these people behind me. Lots and lots of young people out here. So you're here in Delhi. You're breathing the air. It is my advice to you, for the sake of your health, try not to breathe. Don't breathe for the rest of the show. It's injurious to your health. You're smoking the equivalent of 2 packs of cigarettes a day. You'll smoke a cigarette by the time this program is over. It's just don't breathe. Just try and hold your breath if you can, as long as you possibly can. Okay, look, you can be as facetious as you want, but obviously, it's a crisis. And it's a shame that year after year after year, like a predictable tragedy and a disaster that is only to be expected, is something like monsoon flooding. It's going to rain in the monsoons. We get taken by surprise by that. It's going to be an air pollution crisis in the month of October and November. I can't believe we're still getting surprised by that. I can't believe we still wake up and say, why is it happening? Although, to be entirely fair, this time, it's not that everyone was asleep. Many in the media are often accused of, why didn't you say something about it earlier? Well, this time, everyone did. From June onwards, there have been program after program, consultation groups, ministries talking to each other. All the way back in the budget, people were talking about it. We knew that the crisis was going to hit. And to be completely fair, it's not as if in 2018, nothing has been done. Something has been done, but perhaps it's too little, too late, which is why we're again in an air pollution crisis. Now, it's only a few weeks from now that we'll be able to judge whether all the steps that were taken, did they have some effect? Is it going to be quite as bad this year as it has been in previous years? That we will only know, I think, you know, 2-3 weeks from now. Could a lot more have been done? Yes, of course a lot more could have been done. We could have done a lot more with vehicular pollution. We could have done a lot more with stubble burning, which is perhaps one of the biggest proximate causes of it. We could have done a lot more to have tree plantations and other issues around it that could have been done. And of course, I know the debate is going to come around Diwali and why firecrackers are going to be allowed or not allowed in the Indo-Gangetic Belt. But yes, that is also a factor. So there are many factors, by the way, that contribute to air pollution. So it's great to have with us Jyoti Pandey, who's of course co-founder of Care for Air, has been spearheading the cause on this for a long, long time. Narendra Pal Singh is a lawyer for the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, which has done a lot of work. It's sometimes scary to hear everyone going on talking about this as if it's a Delhi problem, because it's not. Delhi is in the middle of the entire crisis area, but it's actually it's the epicenter of the crisis, where the crisis does spread. And someone who can help shed some light on that is Dr. Santosh Harish, environment policy specialist, who's with us here. We do have Adil Singh Bopra, who's joining us, Congress spokesperson, and Vineet Goenka, who's the secretary for CKS, Center for Knowledge and Sovereignty, who can perhaps also tell us what's happening politically. Bhagwant Mann joining us, Lok Sabha MP belonging to the Aam Aadmi Party from Sangrur in Punjab. We are going to spend a fair amount of time on this particular program also talking about why that stubble burning didn't come to an end. Because if you see the maps, as we're going to show you, one of the proximate causes for why it happens at this time of the year is stubble burning. Captain Sandeep Sandhu also joining us, political secretary to the CM of Punjab and the general secretary in charge of the PCC office out there, to tell us what exactly is happening. Right, before I come to any of you, let's just turn to one of the first proximate causes of what we are talking about. Here are the NASA pictures. Okay, Diwali is a week away, 10 days away, so we'll see what the Diwali impact of all of this is going to be about a week from now. But this is the annual stubble burning crisis. That plume of smoke coming from fires, and these are the NASA pictures we're showing to you on the screen. We're showing them to you on the screen. These are the NASA pictures that are there, which are really showing you that forest fires are still continuing. Some efforts have been taken. The fires have come down a little bit. Now, how much is it? We've heard Dr. Harshvardhan saying that it's a 30% reduction. Other estimates are saying 50% reduction. We've had the governments in places like Punjab and in Haryana saying if the center would have sanctioned us a certain amount of money, we'd have been able to get the machines in place that could be offered to the farmers and the farmers would stop burning their stubble as a result of this. And this year's budget, a certain allocation was made. A month or so ago, I spoke to Arun Jaitley, the finance minister of the country, and asked him about the specific budgetary allocations that were being made to try and control stubble burning. This is what he had to say.
Last year, when we were doing the clean-a-thon on the 2nd of October, we had a conversation with the Chief Minister of Punjab. The big problem across northern India is not just pollution of water or on the land, it's obviously air pollution. It's perhaps one of the biggest crises that we are facing every time winter comes. And he did say that a certain amount of money would be required for the northeastern states to help them move from crop burning and stubble burning to, you know, getting the sort of machinery that will prevent an air pollution crisis from hitting later this year. I believe you did sanction some of that in the budget this year. Do you think that this year, therefore, the air pollution crisis will be better?
Northern states, not northern.
Northern states.
We last year had a discussion with the state government, and in the budget, we've provided for about 500 crores to be spent on this campaign so that the farmers themselves could be incentivized. We've exempted all the items which are used as an alternative to from various forms of duties to make them cheaper so that they are easily available at a more reasonable cost to the farmers. And I think, I do hope, and I'm sure they will do it, the two state governments in Punjab and Haryana particularly will take it as a big campaign on themselves. And because just as we are seeing a behavioral change in urban India, people cleaning it up themselves, we are seeing a behavioral change in the use of toilets in rural India, I'm quite sure that farmers, being a part of the same society, once a little bit of incentive is given to them, and now that they have a more remunerative price as far as their product is concerned, so I think they probably would be incentivized itself to make sure that there is a shift that takes place. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because with Diwali approaching within weeks, and that's when the crop burning problem also used to arise, to see how the situation improves compared to last year, this year.
Okay, so as I said, that was 1 month ago during the clean-a-thon. Now, this is what the Punjab Chief Minister said on the same date. And the reason I'm playing this for you is it's important to know what was done, and now we will try and take stock of that in the middle of the crisis to see how the actual implementation on the ground was. This is what the Chief Minister of Punjab said.
Last year I had written to the Prime Minister, and even this year I've taken this matter up with him, that this is not a permanent solution. This is, you know, you've got your machine, this is only one part of the solution. If you want to resolve the thing in its entirety, then we need 100 rupees a quintal more for the farmer to be given. That means something like 2,000 rupees an acre, because then he will have that additional money to carry out one more operation. At the moment, he doesn't have, you know, I've got out of my 17.5 lakh farmers, I've got 10.5 lakh who are under 5 acres. Now, they can't spend money on doing an operation to keep the atmosphere clean unless they're helped. And that's why we asked the Prime Minister, if you give us 100 rupees more per quintal, then every field we can ensure that is kept out of the stubble burning.
Okay, so that's the promise, that's the expectation that is still there. We've seen what the NASA images seem to be showing. Let's just get a report from the ground there. Zafar and others have been in Punjab, in Haryana, taking a look at the extent of stubble burning, because that's what's leading to this plume of smoke that is hanging over all of us. Here's what's actually happening on the ground.
Despite such fires rising in numbers, the Punjab government says there will be 70% less than last year. However, satellite data shows that after an initial lull, farm fires have now risen sharply.
I think this year the extent lesser fires would be to the extent of about 70% than last year.
But Punjab Remote Sensing Center shows that on October 28th, there were 3,162 fires compared to 2,261 fires on the same date last year. Data shows that the farm fires have caused as much as a third of the PM2.5 pollution in Delhi. These are microscopic particles often carrying toxins which settle deep in the lungs.
Stubble burning is still taking place in Punjab. In this particular field, the stubble was set on fire just now. Farmers say they are left with no other option. The government is making announcements regarding the machines and compensation for the farmers, but nothing reached to them on the ground.
ਕੋਈ ਮਸ਼ੀਨਾਂ ਕਲ ਕਢਾਂਦਾ ਜੀ, ਕੋਈ ਕਾਸੀ ਨਾਲ ਕਢਾਂਦਾ, ਸਾਡੇ ਵੈਨੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਈ। ਤਾਂ ਕਰਕੇ
ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਚਾਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ
ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਤਾਂ ਅੱਗ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਜੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ
North India, especially Delhi and its neighborhood, will suffer severe pollution. As officials say, a large number of fires have been spotted in the region. And wet conditions like no rain, little wind mean the pollutant won't go away easily. In Ambala with Zafar Iqbal, Usama Shah for NDTV.
Anecdotally and otherwise, what is it that you're picking up? Why don't I start with you actually, Nirendra Singh. What are you picking up on crop burning? Because the Delhi government has been saying they haven't done enough. Some anecdotal evidence has come down. Has it come down enough?
Even if it has come down, it still affects Delhi because of the flow of the wind. The wind, the westerly winds and the wind coming from the Uttar Pradesh side, they both come and clash over Delhi, and the movement is so slow that whatever smoke comes, it lands, forms a cloud formation over Delhi and settles over Delhi. The second, we are just concentrating only on stubble. Stubble, yes, it's one of the major causes which brings smoke into Delhi. But what aggravates, because stubble burning has been going for years together. It's suddenly aggravated in the past few years because of other construction activities, the pollution in and around NCR, which also gets accumulated along with the stubble smoke, which enters Delhi at this particular time.
So we will take a look at some of the other factors also, because you're right, there may be some weather factors around it also. But just looking at the immediate proximate crisis on stubble burning, do we have any data to show what exactly is happening on the ground?
It's actually very hard, except for the satellite images that you showed, which count the number of fire incidents and so on. It's quite hard to track how the stubble burning is sort of faring relative to previous years and so forth. So from what you've shown and from what we've seen from the satellite data, it certainly seems like the case that the number of such incidents have reduced. How much does that contribute to Delhi's pollution? This is one of those areas where science is also evolving. What we have are basically two types of estimates, those which are on average for the season, which suggests that in Delhi for the winters, stubble burning may be contributing to an effect of maybe 20-30%.
Yeah.
But on
I do want to broaden this. This should not become, because it's not just about Delhi.
Yeah.
Right? I think one of the biggest mistakes we make in the air pollution debates are we say it's a Delhi problem.
Mm.
If it was that simple, all right, fine, there are 30 million people at risk. But actually, it's a crisis that spreads from Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh. So it's not 30, 40 million people at risk. It's closer to 200 million or 250 million.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that, by the way?
Absolutely. No, the only way we are going to find a lasting solution is to recognize this one, which is throughout the year, and which are affecting rural areas nearly as much as they do in urban areas, which is quite unusual.
So just looking at this, for Adama, just to illustrate the point I was making, these are like some of the 14 most polluted cities that you will have. You can take a look at it. It's not just Delhi, Faridabad, Gurugram, the NCR ones which normally come up, all the way across Kanpur, Agra, Lucknow. These are the most polluted cities. So there's this haze is hanging over the entire region, which is something which should be a cause of concern for people all across the region. Jyoti, would you agree with that? Is there an unnecessary and almost an uncanny over-focus on Delhi when it comes to this?
Yes, and I think the problem is all over the Indo-Gangetic Plain. It is a geographical feature also. We're a bowl. When it gets cold, there's inversion. I think everybody knows that by now, but I think I'm questioning that Delhi has a high base load to begin with. Then you have all the smoke coming from the regional area, so obviously it becomes worse. But what I find is, although this is not a new problem, I don't see anyone looking for solutions in a proactive fashion. It's all reactive. We know every year this is going to happen. I don't think anyone thinks, why are we growing paddy, which is a high water use crop in Punjab? You know, if the farmers can be given MSP to grow the old grains that they used to grow, jowar, etc., then the period that they get to actually turn their crop around. You know, farmers are not evil creatures who are there to poison us. They also breed the same thing. They just don't have a choice.
But telling them to change crop patterns is... Okay, that's one possibility, but actually, to some extent, as we heard from the Chief Minister of Punjab and the Finance Minister of India, there are solutions around happy seeders, machines that will till the stubble back into the crop. Let's just get into the debate there in Punjab a little bit. Captain Sandeep Sandhu, thanks for joining us. You heard what Captain Amarinder Singh was saying and on the Keenathon, and last year he said, with the certain amount of subsidies, with the machines, there's hope that we can try and reduce it by stubble burning by 50%, maybe 60%. What is your estimate?
Let me give you a brief outlay as to how is the paddy crop grown, how much of land is taken by paddy every year. On an approximation, 65 lakh acres of paddy is grown every year in Punjab. That brings about 20 million of stubble, out of which 5 million, because of the kind of rice variety which is grown, is manageable. The rest of the 50 million is not manageable, or it has not been managed so far, except for burning. Now, why do farmer has to burn, you know, knowing very well that if it can reuse this stubble, it is going to be very beneficial to him. He has only about 3 weeks of window after he harvests the paddy crop to go into the next crop pattern. So in these about 3 weeks, he has to have the land ready and sow the next crop, whether it is the potatoes or it is the wheat crop. Now, it is for this reason that over the years, he chose the easy method, the cost-effective method of stubble burning. Captain Amrinder Singh's government took over in 2017, and the first year itself, the stubble burning came down to about 40,000. This year, as of 30th of October, we have approximately 20,000 reporting of fires. Now, it is drastically coming down. However, it has not come down to the level...
Yeah, but that's because... Okay, Bhagwan Maan is itching to get inside. Bhagwan Maan ji, kya aapko lagta hai sarkar ne kafi kiya hai stubble burning kam karne ke liye?
Dekhiye, sabse pehle to main ye kehna chahunga ki jo Captain Sandhu sahab keh rahe hain ki is jaise hi humne government mein aaye to itne kya kaam kar diya. Kahan hai happy seeder? Kahan hai wo aapke vaade?
भगवान मान जी 2 मिनट रुक जाइए. भगवान मान जी आपको 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 जो भी कहना है उसके कहने के लिए पूरा मौका मिलेगा. जरा 2 मिनट आप रुक जाइए. लोग रुक जाए अगर. Actually, Captain Sandhu, I just wanted to ask you that, sir. Because Captain Sandhu, one second, Captain Sandhu, I have a specific question. We know what the officially stated, position is, but I have to ask a question. The same question is should be thrown to the government of Haryana as well. This year, last year, Captain Amrinder Singh had just taken over, and he said very clearly, if I can get a certain amount of subsidy from the government, we will be able to roll out happy seeder machines. They don't need to burn the stubble anymore. Happy seeders can be rolled out everywhere and the stubble will be rolled back into the crop. It won't have to be burned. Now, a lot of that money was sanctioned. So, we're just curious, how many of those happy seeders machines were actually able to be sent out?
Total 665 crores were earmarked by the government of India for this program, which was spread over 2 years, which means about 50,000 of these machines, which are of 8 different natures, were to be brought into the system. This year alone, we have 25,000 of those machines already rolled into the system. These fires haven't come down simply by just by bringing in the feeders. There have been 8,000 nodal officers. We have over 10,000 villages. We have 8,000 nodal officers which have been put in each village to bring about this awareness. There have been 6,000 training camps which have been put across the state to tell the farmer as to how they have to go about stubble residual.
So can I ask you a question? Is there an enforcement drive that is taking place? If people are still burning the stubble despite all the efforts that you're saying you've taken, and by the way, you had a full year this time to prepare for this. We knew the crisis was coming. You knew on the first week of November, people are going to be asking what is happening, why is Delhi being choked again? So, is there enforcement?
It is a program. You are dealing with farmers who are debt ridden. You are dealing with farmers out who are 50% out of the 20 lakh are the marginal farmers. If we have brought it down to almost half of what it was last year and half of what it was in 2016, it is not a small achievement. Captain Amrinder Singh himself is on social media using his own voice to make the farmers aware of it. Now, while they have rolled out this program of providing the machines, there is a cost involved in running those machines.
Okay, Bhagwan Man, Bhagwan Man.
Narinder Singh asked.
Okay, Captain, let me just get Bhagwan Man in. Let me just get Bhagwan Man in for a minute and get his take on it. Bhagwan Man ji, aapne suna jo kaha ja raha hai, wahan on the ground kya ho raha hai? Jo kisan hai, wo kya keh rahe hai, kya unko mehsoos ho raha hai?
Is waqt main Sangrur mein hoon. Sangrur jo hai, wo Punjab ki sabse zyada gehoon aur dhan ki paidawar karta hai. Number one. Aur mujhe kisi gaon mein happy seeder jo ye keh rahe hai, Captain saab, ke humne happy seeder de diye, 660 crore, pata nahi kahan gaya. Ye sab kaagjo mein hai. देखिए किसान खुद भी पराली नहीं जलाना चाहता क्योंकि सबसे पहले जो धुआं है वो उसके उसके फेफड़े और उसके उसके बच्चों के उसके गांवों के ऊपर से जाता है ना, बिजली में तो बाधे पहुंचता है. लेकिन कोई हाल तो बताएं, कोई हाल नहीं है. कोई हैप्पी सीडर यहां हमें नहीं मिला किसी पंचायत के पास. मेरे पास दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट है, मैं एमपी हूं, 775 गांव हैं. एक गांव में गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से अगर हैप्पी सीटर आ गया हो तो मैं कैप्टन संदीप संधू जी को शाबाशी दे दूंगा. कहां गया वो पार्लियामेंट में बोला.
एक ही आंसर है सर,
केतली साहब ने 500 करोड़ रुपया दिया. कहा एक गांव का नाम बता दीजिए और वो हैप्पी सीटर चलती हुई दिखा दीजिए. सब सब कागजों में बातें कर रहे हैं.
A simple answer to this question, you know, just like Honorable Chief Minister of Haryana, of Delhi, jo Bhagwant Mann ji ki party ke hain, unhone kal ek announcement ki, ke ji, I give full credit to Haryana for having taken care of stubble burning this time. The blame entirely is on Punjab. Now, simple example, we have a measurement of air quality index. Last year, till 30th of October, the air quality index in 2017 was close to 275 ppm in Punjab. It is less than 170 this year. Now, how has it happened? If there were no happy seeders, if there was less incidents of stubble burning, sir, that is how the pollution has come down.
Sir, aap apni gharon mein air purifier laga ke baithte hain. प्लीज आ जाइए ना, संगरूर आइए ना, मैं दिखाता हूँ.
मान साहब, ये प्रॉब्लम है आपकी. मान साहब,
मेरा हो गया है. सुबह पता नहीं सूरज चढ़ेगा पता नहीं ना. आप ग्राउंड में तो आइए ना, ये आप कागजों में बैठ के बनाते हैं.
आप ग्राउंड में से ही बात कर रहे हैं मान साहब, कोई चंडीगढ़ बैठ के भी बात कर रहा है. ग्राउंड से ही बात हो रही है.
ये
जो कल केजरीवाल साहब ने बोला कि जी हाँ पंजाब, आप ये बताएं कि दिल्ली में केजरीवाल साहब ने पोल्यूशन नीचे लाने के लिए क्या किया. 450 के ऊपर आज इंडेक्स घूम रहा है. बड़े आसानी से केजरीवाल साहब और मान साहब बैठे बातें कर रहे हैं.
व्हाई
हैव व्हाट हैज दिल्ली व्हाट व्हाट हाउ हैज मिस्टर केजरीवाल ओन द रिस्पांसिबिलिटी फॉर व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन दिल्ली.
एक हैप्पी सीटर मुझे चलता दिखा दीजिए, मैं मान जाऊंगा.
हैप्पी सीटर 25,000 चल रही है. अगर आप नहीं देख पा रहे आपको गाँव में जाकर देखना पड़ेगा. आप ऐसे बैठे जो एक टिपिकल आपका स्टाइल है स्टेटमेंट देने का मान साहब और आपके मुख्यमंत्री जी दिल्ली का, वो स्टेटमेंट देने बंद कीजिए. आप बात कीजिए तथ्यों के आधार पे.
लेट्स नॉट यू नो मेक दिस एंटायरली इनटू अ पॉलिटिकल स्लैंगिंग मैच, बट ओके लुक, व्हाट भगवान मान इज सेइंग इज करेक्ट. इट इज अ सोर्स ऑफ ग्रेट कंसर्न. इफ द हैप्पी सीडर्स आर नॉट एक्चुअली फंक्शनिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड, इट्स अ कॉज फॉर ग्रेट कंसर्न. But I just want to ask you to get you, and I know you're not exactly representing any of these governments out here, but Punjab, Haryana, I'm just going to bring that map up. There are still stubble fires that we can see on the NASA map. So it is still happening. Now, if we can monitor these maps as the media, what would you say, you know, why is it still being allowed to happen is, I think, the question I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we don't have to basically go to the NASA map, because if you breathe here, you feel that. So the breath itself tells you. That's the first barometer, I think, probably. And we all face this. So if you see statement of Kejriwal ji, and I think I agree with that, Haryana took one proactive step. They went ahead, they said individual farmers can own these seeders and also cumulative. And they have given 80% subsidy to the community when they own it. So probably Punjab and other places can learn from that and take a community perspective, because many times
Punjab
single farmer is not incentive.
50% subsidy to a marginal farmer and 80% to a cooperative society or group of farmers together. It is a Government of India scheme rolled out in a similar pattern in both the states.
Captain sir, So I heard very patiently. Hear me out. So there are two different things. When Mansa speaks and I speak little, I don't speak in between. So please give me the same respect, please. So probably, you know, one is that it's implementation. I will go by the statement of Captain Amrinder, where he said if you pay 100 rupees more, then probably people will do. So that means there is a technological solution. That means there is a solution which has nothing to do with money. So the money part which has come is political. It's only will part. So I would request through your channel, let these political parties, let the CM of all these states which is creating this problem have a political will. It's not the monetary problem. Because I'll give one example. Last 7 years, 385 crore rupees were collected by Delhi government itself for air pollution fighting. And you'll be surprised, today morning, 84% was unutilized. So if money was the problem, then 84% of the finance not been utilized for last 7 years by Delhi government. That means it's nothing to do with money. It's something political will, I think, probably that is lacking.
By the way, I'm again going to say it one more time. It's not Punjab, Haryana, and Delhi alone.
It goes to Uttar Pradesh.
Uttar Pradesh, a state which is ruled by the BJP, as is Haryana ruled by the BJP. So two of the four states are ruled by the BJP. So therefore, the central, and in any case, everyone here is a citizen and a resident of India. So the central government, which is also ruled by the BJP, also needs to be fairly proactive on this entire matter. Mr. Mann, before I come to Adil, Bhagwan Manji, main ek cheez aapse zarur puchunga ki Delhi mein jo just with Delhi jo epicenter hai ek taraf se, Delhi ki sarkar ne kya kiya? Vehicular pollution ko leke, tree plantation ko leke, hanging gardens ki jo baat kar rahe the, usko leke, construction activity jo abhi bhi chal rahi hai, usko lekar, watering honi chahiye roads pe, usko lekar, Delhi sarkar ne kya kiya?
देखिए इवन ऑड का फार्मूला आया था, उसको किसी ने पसंद भी किया, बहुत से लोगों ने
अभी क्यों नहीं एक्टिवेट हो रहा है, किसी
भी किया,
पूरे के पूरे शहर ने उससे कोऑपरेट किया था, शहर में किसी ने नहीं कंप्लेन किया, द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ दिल्ली कंप्लाइड विद ऑड इवन विद अ स्माइल ऑन देयर फेस बिकॉज दे रियलाइज दैट इट वॉज रिक्वायर्ड. वेरी रेयरली डज अ गवर्नमेंट गेट सो मच पब्लिक सपोर्ट फॉर अ हार्श कोअर्सिव मेजर लाइक दैट. But people did it and did it voluntarily.
So, abhi kya hai? Dilli mein abhi permission mil gayi.
Man sahab, beech mein bolna chahunga. I'll just take one liberty. Man sahab, ek baat sun lijiye. Main aapko ek seedha sawal puchta hu. 385 crore rupya, aaj 3 November 2018 ko jo istemal nahi kiye gaye, 84% budget ko apne istemal nahi kiya, uske bare mein bata dijiye.
Haan, aapne 7 saal mein bataya. Hamari sarkar 3.5 saal hai. इसका मतलब
सर 385 करोड़ में इस साल का भी इस्तेमाल नहीं किया, इस साल का बता दीजिए, पिछले साल का छोड़ दीजिए.
सर प्लीज
मान साहब, पिछले साल का छोड़ दीजिए, इस साल का जो अपने 84% किया है, 6 महीने गुजर गए बजट के ना ईयर के.
500 बसें बिल्कुल बहुत इलेक्ट्रॉनिक बसें जो हैं वो आ गई हैं और अभी एलजी ने परमिशन दे दी है. ये दिल्ली के पोल्यूशन को कम करने के लिए ही है, जिनको बहुत सुंदर बसें 500 बसों की अभी एलजी ने परमिशन दे दी है, बसें आ गई हैं, अब ऑर्डर आ जाएगा, आपको जल्दी मिलेंगी.
लेकिन बट ऑर्डर एक मिनट I know the Aam Aadmi Party very fond of blaming the LG for everything, but sir, pollution crisis is now till the 10th of November is the worst period. After that, it starts to get a little bit better. So, if machines January mein aayenge, January tak the problem khatam ho jayega, automatically khatam ho jayega, not because of anything we do. Like we can predict. Here's the issue with air pollution. Like we can predict the crisis is going to hit on the 15th of October. I can also predict that air pollution will be under control by February. But that's not saying much. It's because the wind pattern will change.
अच्छा मान साहब, ये जो मेट्रो आपने बंद करवाई, ये बता दीजिए मास रैपिड ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम जो होता है वही एक सॉल्यूशन होता है कि सारी गाड़ियां हट जाती है. आपने तो मेट्रो को बंद करवा दिया, लोग आके मेट्रो मांग रहे हैं बाकी शहरों में, मुंबई में, पुणे में, नागपुर में, यहाँ पे मेट्रो मांग रहे हैं, लखनऊ में मेट्रो मांग रहे हैं, और आपने मेट्रो को बंद करवाया है. अगर एक मेट्रो आएगा तो शायद गाड़ियां कम होगी, तो उसके ऊपर थोड़ा प्रकाश डालिए.
आदिल 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 चांस टू स्पीक.
मेट्रो किसके अंडर आती है? अगर हम कहें कि हम घर घर राशन देंगे, वो तो परमिशन हमें एमजी से लेनी पड़ती है, धरना देके.
मान साहब, कैन यू हैव द पेशेंस टू लिसन टू अदर्स?
हमें काम तो करने दो ना, काम तो करने देते. अब फुल फ्लेज स्टेट है पंजाब, सीएम साहब हैं.
ओके मान साहब, थैंक यू सो मच.
आपका एक किसान से बात कर लीजिए किसी से.
अच्छा, अभी किसान से बात करते हैं. भगवान मान जी, आई जस्ट गोना टॉक. Bhagwan Mann, thank you so much, sir, for joining us. Captain Sandhu, thank you so much for joining us. We're still hoping that Punjab, I don't know what else can be done. Scrabble season is over. Burning is going to stop. life will start to get a little better. Now, can I just ask you other questions? Let's just come to some other issues now.
I just want to say for next time or whenever, happy cedar pe kyun? It's a labor-rich country. We can have MNREGA people there. Everybody is going on about happy cedar because there's money involved there. Just get the MNREGA people to come and help these people when they need the
crop. That's such a good idea. No. I'm not surprised that's not happening. Run an MNREGA scheme.
You know, and the second thing is make it, if the minute you make waste valuable, you monetize it, farmer will not burn it. He's not going to burn money.
Ask people all across the Indo-Gangetic belt whether they will contribute to enhance the wage of MNREGA workers who are going to work in doing something about the stubble. I'm sure everyone would volunteer. Okay. Create a fund and just do it. All right, Alan, let me get you in now. It's an obvious crisis which we know is going to hit and we don't seem to do enough about it. And now, again, all discussion for the next 1 week is going to turn to firecrackers. And there's going to be issues around that also, whether it should be allowed, not allowed, what should happen.
Well,
by the way, the people who get the most upset about people complaining about firecrackers on Diwali are people who actually, I spent this week having an argument with this person who kept saying, yes, firecrackers should be allowed in Delhi, until I realized he's sitting in Vancouver, where it's with absolutely perfect air. He actually comes on Twitter to tweet and saying, yeah, air is absolutely fine. Burn crackers in Vancouver then, right? You could burn crackers in Cochin where there's no problems in air, but Delhi, Kanpur, Lucknow, maybe not. Faridabad, try and avoid it.
We're missing the woods for the trees. Air pollution is a serious challenge before us and we have to collectively address this. There are no two ways about this. But let's look at the components of air pollution. More than 50% is vehicular emission, more than 30% is construction dust, and stubble burning is merely about 8%. Now, coming to the state of Punjab and the Congress Party, because of a vigorous public relations campaign and an awareness campaign run by the Congress Party, there's been a significant reduction in stubble burning. The second step taken by us...
The map is not entirely saying this.
Well, there is a significant reduction.
What you're saying, but I'm saying we have evidence in the form of a NASA map.
A challenge. Nobody is denying that it's not a challenge. It is a challenge. There has been a significant reduction. But the Congress Party is encouraging farm mechanization. This is the way forward. The focus on Big Fight is to be solution-oriented. We all know what the problem is. So what is the solution? Number one, increase the bonus for the farmers. Increase it by 200 rupees as demanded by Kisan unions. Per quintal for paddy, the farmers will be given an additional amount so that they can focus on farm mechanization. This is point number one. Point number two, which is again very important, you have to understand today, going by the farm mechanization method, every acre of land costs about anything between 5,000 to 7,000 rupees. So therefore, this is quite burdensome and onerous for the farmers. You can't expect them to really bear this burden. So therefore, the central government has to step in. And let's understand, environment is something which affects us all. It is an interstate issue. It has interstate ramifications. The center cannot absolve itself of responsibility.
Okay.
Coming to Punjab, only 200 crore rupees have been disbursed. The earmarked amount is about 600. Only 200 crores have been disbursed, whereas the demand is for about 3,000 crores. Mr. Modi spends 5,000 crore rupees on his personal propaganda, but doesn't have 4,000 crore rupees for better environment. Okay. This shows the misplaced priority.
I'm trying to avoid this from becoming entirely political. So
Vikram,
let me just come back
please,
to all of
you. All of you.
I just want to move from... Look. We are past the stage, unfortunately, now. So I have done at least 4 shows already earlier this year. June, July, August, September, October. That was the time to start talking about long-term solutions, how we will prevent the crisis from hitting. Unfortunately, well, whatever was done. Maybe it made things a little bit better, but not enough. Now we're in the crisis phase. So immediately, I think what we have to address ourselves to is what can be done the next week, 10 days, 15 days. Diwali happens to be in the middle of the air pollution crisis season, which is October and November. What can be done for the next week, 10 days?
Unfortunately, I think it's too late.
It's too late already this year.
The graded response action plan and the emergency measures that kick in are a reasonable way of approaching it. But we are basically looking at shaving off 10-20%. So what is very poor quality air becomes slightly less very poor quality air. Possibly not enough to make a difference. And I think that's just the way it is. In terms of the kinds of measures that they're discussing, you mentioned the odd-even program. It might be a reasonable emergency response. A bunch of my colleagues and I had estimated what the impact had been in the 2 rounds. And what we'd found was there was a statistically significant dip in particulate matter levels by 13% in the first round. We saw no results in the second round. Given that the conditions are going to be similar, it might not be a bad idea to try it out. But it's no doubt about it.
Or last even, of course, it will have no impact on Uttar Pradesh, which is where.
Or even, it will have no impact on Uttar Pradesh. It will have no impact on places like Patna. And as you've been mentioning, and I'm really happy that you have, this is very much a regional problem.
So stay indoors. Use masks.
It's not necessary that always.
I'm going this way.
It's not necessary that always the government has to come with certain facts, because environment or spoiling environment is not an offence. Something against an individual. It's something where everybody gets affected by my act, by a single person's act. Why can't we do things suo motu? Like on 29th of October, there was a notification which certain activities were banned, construction and other. An individual who carries out construction would not stop. Why is that we always require a government ordinance or a notification for odd even or for other things? Why can't we do it suo motu? Let's say if the pollution...
Odd even is very tough to do suo motu, but you're right. If you're seeing somebody constructing next to you, if you're seeing
dust... We've got guards in the RWAs. Those guards, they burn wood and tires in the night. Why don't we give them a heater or something warm to wear? So this thing has to... come from within.
Very sensible.
We can't always blame the government, and this will become politicized because 2019 is coming, so everybody has the environment as the major issue for 2019 elections. No, it should be that individuals, children.
You know something? 2019, environment is not likely to be an issue, but perhaps it should be.
It should be.
The real way you're going to fix
right
air pollution.
But right now, if people get conscious about this, about odd even also, why this second odd even was not that successful? I know people who bought cars alternate. I have even numbers, I bought one odd number car. Why is it that I'm not conscious enough not to drive it? Why do I buy another small car? Create a parking hazard also.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe one of the ways of really pushing this through
we have to do it.
If people said in 2019, yes. Across Punjab, Haryana, Delhi,
vote
Rajasthan,
people,
Uttar Pradesh,
yes.
We were only going to vote for somebody
for
who has a credible, actual plan to fix air pollution.
We go in for, we go in for tree plantation. You know, we plant so small saplings. Why so? Why this eyewash? Let's plant 6 feet high trees.
Which
makes
sense. An impact. Okay, immediate action.
The only thing that I think we can do right now is not burst firecrackers, because that adds a huge amount of air pollution, including metals, etc., etc.
But because of the Supreme Court verdict, it's not very sure whether that will happen in Delhi in any case. Because it's not clear what a green cracker is.
A very specific question you've asked, so I'm going to answer very specifically. Enforcement. Enforcement, there must be a lot of enforcement by the government. Already there is a garbage being burnt. Already there is construction happening. Stop it. All the cement mixers must immediately stop. They are the most highly polluting. At least we can protect ourselves. And the main thing is the enforcement. You ban something and it happens and you turn a blind eye. That's not enforcement.
But why is it that we switch on the generators? We should switch it off.
No,
but it's also for the government to keep an eye.
Camouflage everything and we keep on using it.
We can do what we can do. We are citizens. One. We can make small amounts of difference. The government, with all the resources at its hand, can make a big difference.
Can the government go and check every household whether the generator is on or not?
Well, the government can enforce stopping construction, cement plants, the big stuff. You know what
stopped.
The government
they're
has done?
Stopped.
It has
RAC,
actually
RAC,
stopped.
The RAC and the hot mix plants are stopped.
And just one thing I want to add.
Hardly had the chance to say anything.
Just one thing I want to add. While we're waiting to die like this, what I think we really should do is at least not exhort people to come out and run. Corporates included, marathons are happening. Instead of going and attending the Global Air Pollution Summit in Geneva, we have our leadership calling people out to run for unity. That is wrong. You're getting more people to die.
Crackers and stubble burning is not the real problem. The real problem is vehicles. And I agree with ma'am when she talks about better enforcement.
That's only partially correct.
When you're looking at a uniform situation.
Maybe in Delhi with vehicles, if you're looking at a village in western Uttar Pradesh, they are going to be really suffering more because of the stubble burning and the smoke that is hanging in the air.
Let's,
it depends on where you
let's,
are. In,
let's
in
let's look at a long-term solution. That's only for a certain period during the year. That's not throughout the year. Throughout the year is vehicles and construction dust. I agree with her when she talks about better enforcement. Construction, which is responsible for more than 30% of pollution, can be tackled by better enforcement of municipal laws. The MCD, the LNDO, these people need to do their job better. Number one, coming to stubble burning, it's an economic problem. You give the farmers the money, you provide them with a bonus, they will switch over. The Congress party is focusing on crop diversification, like pointed out earlier. We have to go towards better crops, crops which use less water. Okay. And lastly...
10 days, the next 10 days, what's going to solve the crisis?
Well, better enforcement of municipal laws when it comes to construction dust. And as far as the Congress party manifesto is concerned, we will be allocating more than 50,000 crore rupees when it comes to environment and tackling the problem of stubble burning in our manifesto, the impending 50, manifesto.
50,000 crore rupees.
More than, perhaps even more than that.
I'm going to call you back in here when that particular manifesto comes up. And I want to make sure that it is there, 50,000
Environment is a priority for the Congress party and the Congress president.
50,000 crore rupees on fixing air pollution. I want to see that figure 5 months from now. We will call you back for the big fight. Vineet.
See, I think mass rapid transport system is the solution to cities like Delhi or anybody else. Another solution...
But that won't solve air pollution. I keep coming back to it. It won't solve air pollution in Agra,
yeah,
for example.
I'm coming on that. And second solution can be we permit motorcycle drivers to have a pillion ride rented. So like we have a net metering in electricity where you generate by solar and give it back to the grid so that you don't pay and you earn when you're in the office. Same way we allow college students to have a permit to carry a pillion rider which is paid. So we encourage people to go by metro and the metro stations can have these students, the nearby students who can pick up the keys.
A really interesting idea, again, may so help in Delhi more than it will
I'll just
help
explain
outside.
To you. So I will explain to you for the benefit of the audience.
How about moving all two-wheelers to electric?
Mm. Yeah.
You know the amount, that's an idea that Amitabh Kant, for example, has just come up with.
It has also caused a lot of pollution.
Two-wheelers, move them to electric and then do it. That's a game-changing
As I was on the task force, which recommended this, I can tell you. So the problem is not metro, or not the cars. If I travel from here to, some other place in Delhi and the metro, then there is a last mile connectivity issue. But if I give a permit of local permits, the students studying here carrying a motorcycle can get a local turf permit which can carry me up. So then they can pick me up from the station, bring to your studios here and go back and I pay him 10 rupees, 20 rupees over Paytm. Now that can be a fun time kind of thing and that will help.
It's a great idea. I'm not doubting the idea. Yeah. It's a great idea. It's something
that
can
possibly
be done.
And the B thing which was, if we can inculcate the habit of growing trees. There are a lot of terraces and I get, when I was in Mumbai, I used to see people growing a lot of small plants at the home and this thing. But Delhi, unfortunately, I don't see that. People choose to
plant
keep it
trees.
Empty.
I agree with you. That's always a central issue. Let's go to Jagdev Singh, farmer from Punjab. Let me try and get a final word from him. Jagdev Singh ji, ab to bas kuch hi din bache hain, jo fasal mein jo abhi tak jo jalaya ja raha hai wahan. Aapko kya lagta hai? Chalta rahega ki ye khatam hone wala hai?
इसको जलाने के सिवाय और कोई हल है तो हमें बता दीजिए क्या करें इसका.
हैप्पी सीडर है आप जैसे कहा अमेरिका के लोग आके वहां उसको अगर आप उसी खेत में प्लाव कर देंगे
so
तो
कैप्टन सिद्धू हैज बीन एक्सपोज्ड दैट मींस दिस फार्मर्स इज नॉट नोइंग इट सो व्हाट द एंटायर स्टोरी ऑफ
800 crore rupees
आपको क्या किसी ने समझाया है कि जलाने के सिवा और भी उपाय है
जी. मैं तो यही पूछ रहा हूँ कि अगर जलाने के सिवाय किसी और तरह का कोई हल है तो हमें बता दें. हम खुद किसान हैं, काम कर रहे हैं खेती का, हमें समझाने की जरूरत.
कैप्टन नरेंद्र सिंह ने कहा कि उन्होंने 800 करोड़ रुपए खर्चा किया आपको समझाने के लिए, आपको पता नहीं चला?
Why doesn't the Modi government increase the MSP by 200 rupees? Why not give the farmers
actually,
more than
I'm
200
more curious
rupees?
As to why did not. No, I'm asking you. You don't
know.
1,50,000 crore rupees of the Adanis and the Ambani.
By the way, it's an anecdotal experience. Somebody who found a correspondent for Jagdev Singh ji, kya aapko abhi tak kisi ne bataya hai ki galat hai fasal ko jalana, stubble ko jalana?
Ji, hamare koi khushi nahi hai isko jalane ki. Iska kare kya? Anaj to kaat ke humne sarkar ko de diya, desh ko paal raha hai kisan. Ab iska kare kya? Kya kare iska? 3,000 rupaya kam se kam sarkar humko muawza de ke ek ekad ke hisab se tab iska kuch ho sakta hai. 60 horse power se tractor upar chahiye jo happy seeder ki aap baat kar rahe hain chalane ki. Akela happy seeder hi kuch nahi kar sakta. Usko chalane ke liye tractor chahiye. Agar itni gunjaish kisan mein ho to khudkushi kyon kare?
Vikram, happy seeder.
हम तो यही पूछते हैं.
Happy seeder needs diesel, so you are swapping one.
ये एक एक जो सुझाव यहाँ स्टूडियो से आया था कि शायद एमरेगा में जो लोग काम करते हैं वो शायद आके हैप्पी सीडर को छोड़िए, ट्रैक्टर को छोड़िए, लोगों को बुलाया जाए जो खेत में आए और उसी स्टबल को खेत में किसी तरह से गाड़ दे, क्या वो भी हो सकता है?
जो बात आप लेबर से करवाना चाहते हैं या हमें सुझाव दे रहे हैं, लेबर का आपको अंदाजा होना चाहिए कि ये कितने समय का काम है और फसल बीजने को कितना समय चाहिए।
आप ज्यादा लेबर लगाइए, फ्री में आपको मिल रही है लेबर, जब तो आप ज्यादा लेबर लगाइए।
अगर आप लेबर लगाएंगे तो कितनी देर लगेगी उसको ठीक करने में?
जी एकड़ के हिसाब से कम 20-25 आदमी चाहिए। इसका इतना ज्यादा होता है पराली का काम कि ये ऐसे काम नहीं है, तो कहाँ रखेंगे उसको लेबर उठा के?
नहीं तो मैंने बुलंदशहर के फार्मर से बात करी थी, वो कह रहे थे कि हम कॉन्ट्रैक्टर्स को देते हैं कि आप इतना काम हमारा इस टाइम पे कर दीजिए, जब वो कर सकते हैं तो आप क्यों नहीं कर सकते? और उनकी सीड वैरायटीज भी ऐसी हैं कि उसमें हाई सिलिका कंटेंट है ही नहीं, तो काटने में भी आसान रहता है। पहले आप सीड बाहर की इम्पोर्टेड सीड ला के लगाओगे, फिर आप उसको जलाओगे तो आपका पहले लैंड में डिप्लीशन होगा, सारा नाइट्रस फॉस्फेट सब चला जाएगा, फिर आप उस पर फर्टिलाइजर लगाओ उसमें भी खर्चा आएगा और फिर आप उसके लिए हैप्पी सीडर चाहोगे, तो लेबर कहां जाएगी? लेबर कहां काम करे? वो बस खोदती और गड्ढे खोदती रहेगी और उसको भरती रहेगी। उससे तो अच्छा ये काम करें कि वो स्टबल को काट के उसका कंपोस्ट बनाएं और आप लोग की मदद करें।
ये सोचना सरकार का काम है कि लेबर को कहां काम दें, क्या करना चाहिए। जो सरकार काम देती है, इंडस्ट्रियों को काम देती है, वहाँ पे कंप्यूटर लगा देते हैं, बड़ी बड़ी मशीनें लगा कर काम कर ले रहे हैं, उसको वहाँ काम दें क्या? सभी ये किसान को ही समाना है, सरकार ने देना है क्या? खाने को भी दो और रुपया भी दो।
मैं बिल्कुल आपकी बात से सहमत हूँ। इंडियन काउंसिल ऑफ एग्रीकल्चरल रिसर्च में हमारे इतने बढ़िया साइंटिस्ट हैं, उनको ये सब करना चाहिए।
It's already too late now, right? So we have one more year now to try and come back and try and figure out what to do about it. And that's a sad story. Look, whatever reduction has happened, but there's still a toxic cloud hanging over us. So I'm going to get perhaps for the final views, just turn to the audience out here. Presumably they've been holding their breath all this time, because if they haven't, then their health is far worse. They're going to be, their throats are itchy, their lungs are burning, and that's something that they're used to. And by the way, all of us actually are among the privileged few. All of us have air purifiers. We'll leave here, we'll go back, they're going to have air purifiers in your house, you're saying you're okay. Think about the people outside. Think about the people, not just in Delhi, Faridabad, Gurgaon, all the usual areas that you hear about. And you hear about these cities for the simple reason is where the media is and there's a lot of attention to it. Go a little bit outside. Go to the villagers out there. They don't have access to air purifiers. Go to some of the towns that are the most polluted. Go to Kanpur, go to Agra, go all the way down to Varanasi, go to Gorakhpur, go to Gaya. 300 million people. 100,000 children are going to die this winter. 100,000 children are going to die because we weren't able to sort out air pollution. It could be 1 million people overall who are going to be dying. And that's because we weren't able to sort out this issue. One more year is here. Maybe it's a little bit better. One more year is going to go by. Hopefully, we'll solve it by next year. Not going to be much consolation to the 100,000 children and their families who are going to die this winter because we weren't able to sort it out. And on that note, let me turn to the people out here and see if any of them have anything to say.
I believe in the long-term solutions, and I would rather say that we are talking about the very basic of the society. We are talking about the children, the women, the people in general. Okay. And if we are talking about them, then why are we promoting factories like cigarette factories?
Okay, but
because they
frankly,
are the
Delhi is a cigarette factory right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, you know, Delhi in itself.
If you are living in Delhi, you may as well be smoking, because you're smoking 20 cigarettes a day in any way. All right, okay, don't smoke. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Don't smoke, it's bad for you anyway.
मैम आपके व्यूज से मैं बहुत ज्यादा सहमत हूँ कि वो कॉम्पोस्ट वाला कॉम्पोस्ट इज अ वेरी गुड आइडिया। और एक और अगर जैसे नेक्स्ट ईयर फॉर यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए जैसे अभी चाइना है, बीजिंग है, ये सब बहुत ज्यादा शंघाई बहुत ज्यादा पोल्यूटेड सिटीज होती, लेकिन चाइना के पास जो सिस्टम है पॉल्यूशन कंट्रोल करने का, क्या हम वो प्राइमरी बेसिस पे बहुत ज्यादा प्राइमरी बेसिस पे अगर स्टार्ट करें तो कोई चेंज नहीं आ सकता?
आई मीन लुक चाइना बाय द वे It's not the case that other countries have not had pollution. Remember the London smog. Remember,
exactly.
remember Los Angeles. Remember, people couldn't see the hills outside Los Angeles for nearly decades.
Aviation stopped for 3 days.
But if people can solve it, so can we. Okay, the gentleman here.
My concern is that no government is taking responsibility. Delhi government is taking to Haryana government to central government. They are not funding. So why to join every government and...
Okay, so on that note, let me ask you all a question. And I'm just curious. 1 year from now, elections are coming. For how many of you would the environment and a promise to clean up air pollution, for how many people out here would that be an important factor in your decision to vote? Okay, that's who's not a single person has not raised their hand. So, okay, that's an interesting factor. That perhaps is something for all political parties to keep in mind. For people who are actually living in Delhi, in Haryana, in Punjab, and in Uttar Pradesh, 75 seats in Uttar Pradesh, which I'm keeping on bringing up this issue, it may well be an important factor. Help us clean up the air, clean up the environment. We will consider it in our decision to vote. So when you're drafting your manifestos, try and think about it. And certainly once you've drafted in your manifestos, please try and do something about it for all of our sake. That's it on this episode of The Big Fight. We'll be back next week.